Welcome. This is Divine. This is episode 220 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. In today's podcast, I'm going to be discussing a topic that I like to call willing to be disrupted. Willing to be disrupted. Anchor scripture by the grace of God is going to be taken from the book of Acts chapter 9 verses 1 to 6. Acts chapter 9 verses 1 to 6. I'm going to be reading from the New Living Translation. It says, and just as a backdrop, you know, Stephen had just been murdered. He was a deacon. He was murdered. And, you know, Saul was really conspiring hard to persecute Christians. So that's the backdrop. So, meanwhile, sorry, from verses 1 to 6, again from the New Living Translation. So he says, meanwhile, Saul was uttering threats with every breath and was eager to kill the Lord's followers. So he went to the high priest. He requested letters addressed to the synagogues in Damascus, asking for their cooperation in the arrest of any followers of the way he found there. He wanted to bring them, both men and women, back to Jerusalem in chains. As he was approaching Damascus on this mission, a light from heaven suddenly shone down around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Who are you, Lord? Saul asked. And the voice replied, I am Jesus, the one you are persecuting. Now get up and go into the city and you'll be told what you must do. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in our hearts, in the name of Jesus. Amen. So again, this was Saul on the way to Damascus. He literally had an agenda. His agenda was to go and persecute Christians. Simple as that. And to bring men and women back in chains. People that were following the way of Jesus Christ. But on the way to Damascus, he had a divine encounter. Jesus Christ arrested him on the way to Damascus. The light of God shone on him on the way to Damascus. And after that meeting, Paul's life was completely changed. Like literally the Paul we knew up until this portion of scripture, the Paul that came after this portion of scripture was completely different. He had all these plans, had all these goals, had all these agendas for his life. But he encountered Jesus. His life was majorly disrupted and his destiny was completely changed and transformed for the glory of God. This same Paul, this same person that was called Saul in this reading, at some point his name became Paul and he became a preacher to many peoples. He established many churches. He wrote, I believe, about 2/3 of the New Testament. This is a person that was literally persecuting Jews, persecuting the people of Christ. So that shows you what can happen when a person encounters Jesus and when a person lets Jesus into their lives. The Bible says, you know, in the book of Revelations, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hear my voice, I'm paraphrasing, if anyone hear my voice and opens the door, you know, I will come in. And I will sit with him and I will have a meal with him. So the thing is, are you willing to let your life be disrupted by Jesus Christ? Because that's the thing. Many people want to give their lives to Christ. They want to say, oh, I've said the prayer of salvation. But their lives, their agendas, their plans, their goals, they're not willing for any of those things to be disrupted in any way, shape, or form. You cannot afford to live life that way and say that you've had a true encounter with God. Your life will be disrupted if you truly accept Jesus as your Lord and your Savior. Paul had this agenda. Literally, he had this agenda for life. Oh, I'm going to be zealous for, you know, persecuting Christians and all these things. That was his agenda. But once Paul encountered Christ, all those things completely fell apart. Like literally, it was like a 180 degree about face turnaround in his life. That was the kind of change that he made. because he was willing for Christ to disrupt his life. Many people want to say the prayer of salvation, but they want to keep their current life agendas. They don't want to change the way they currently live. And they expect Christ to work in them. It doesn't really work that way. The thing is, after you say that prayer of salvation, if you're truly saying it, then you want to submit fully to Christ. You know Jesus, you know, Jesus is the only one that can save you. But after that, you have to submit to him as your Lord. He has to completely disrupt your life. He has to completely take over your affairs. In fact, Apostle Paul, later, if you read his writings, he said that those things I used to count as precious, I now count as dung. Dung is like animal poop. It's like manure. It's like taking for nothing in his life anymore, right? So that he could know Christ. In fact, there's this verse of scripture that says that I may know him. This was written by Apostle Paul. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings. Like literally, Paul became a completely different person after that. He became a completely different, changed, transformed person after that. Because he was willing to let Christ do a thorough work of disruption and transformation in his life. So honestly, today's message is not just speaking to unbelievers, but also speaking to people that say that, well, I've said that prayer of salvation. But then you need to kind of do some self-assessment and examination and ask yourself, has your life been disrupted by Christ? Have you really allowed Christ to have his way in you? Like literally, Paul, once he encountered Jesus in this verse, every single instruction he got after that, whether he liked it or not, he just obeyed. And he did not delay in obeying. He obeyed and obeyed promptly. He obeyed and obeyed quickly. Basically, he sold out his life to Jesus after this. It was like, Jesus, everything about me, it's fine. You're the potter, I'm the clay. Just mold me and make me the way you want and use me for your glory. And God used him mightily. So I'm just trying to tell you this because don't underestimate how far God can take a fully yielded life. How far God can take a person that fully submits to him, is willing to be fully disrupted by him. Like look at Abraham. Abraham was sitting in his comfortable circumstances of his home. But God called out to him and said, Abraham, get out of your country, get out of your kindred to a land that I will show you. That's a major disruption. Literally, you pack up with your nuclear family and you're gone. But Abraham was willing and God made him the father of many nations. So I'm just trying to encourage you today. When God calls you, when you surrender your life to Christ, be willing to let him disrupt your life. Because honestly, your agenda, your heart, your desires, those things don't lead to any place good. The Bible says that there is a way that seemeth right to a man. So it seems logical to you. It seems like a logical agenda. It seems like the right thing to do. But the Bible says the end thereof is the way of death. So Paul, I'm sure, probably felt very convicted that, oh, I'm on the right track. When he was on his way to Damascus to persecute Christians and bring men and women back in chains to Jerusalem. But Christ just disrupted that plan, right? Because that way he was going was the way of death. It was not Christ's way for his life, right? But once he encountered Christ, he stopped every agenda of self and surrendered it fully to God. And as he surrendered it fully to God, Christ just took over his affairs. He was a completely different man after that. So I just want to encourage you today. You need to be willing to be disrupted. You need to let God have his way in your life. So honestly, at the end of this podcast, I will give you an opportunity, if you've not even surrendered your life to Jesus Christ to start, if you've not asked the Lord for mercy to save you from your sin, I will give you that opportunity. But honestly, please don't say the prayer if you're not willing to let your life be completely disrupted by Christ. Because I'm telling you, don't waste your time. If you're not fully willing to yield to Christ, right? If you're not willing to, basically the Bible says that if any man must follow me, let him deny himself. There are certain translations that say forget yourself. and let him take up his cross daily and follow me. Basically, you need to forget yourself. Apostle Paul essentially forgot himself. He pretty much just said, okay, all these things that I used to count as important, my journey to Damascus, my desire to persecute Christians, my zealousness for all these causes, I'm just going to drop all of them. And I'm going to be Christ's. Whatever he wants me to do, I will do. Wherever he says I will go, I will go. He was just kind of like Ruth talking to Naomi. You know, your people will be my people. Your God will be my God. And he was just fully willing to obey. He basically said, you know what, I'm not gonna change my mind on this anymore. I'm just going to be stuck with Christ. And that's it for eternity. In fact, I love one verse where Apostle Paul said that his soul is now being poured out as an offering before God. Again, I'm paraphrasing. But this was a person that was just fully yielded. He said all these things he used to count as important before, and now count them as dung. He found what mattered, which was Christ, and his journey to the cross. And he was like, okay, that's going to be my journey. That's what I'm going to follow. I'm just going to carry this cross daily. And don't get me wrong, is allowing yourself to be disrupted by Christ, is it easy? No, it's not. It's really going to change your plans, because people don't want to change their plans, right? When you've been on a certain course, or when you're like, this is exactly what I want to do, and someone comes in and starts telling you that, oh, no, you're not going to do this. 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 This is what you need to do. People don't like being almost like bossed around, basically. But that's the thing about Christ. Christ is not going to force you. No, it's something that you have to do willingly. The Bible says, if any man will follow me, let him deny himself. So you need to forget yourself, and you need to take up the cross. Jesus Christ is not going to force you to take up the cross. No, you have to take it up. You have to not just take it up. You have to take it up daily, and then you need to follow him. Right. So you're basically saying, okay, Christ, I've been on this path. I've been doing all these things. I've had these habits. I've had these behaviors and everything. But okay, I'm going to forget myself now. This cross, I'm going to carry it wherever you lead. Just go ahead. I'll follow you. That's basically the approach. That's what true salvation means. That is what true salvation means. You need to basically abandon yourself, abandon your desires, abandon all those things that pertain to your old life, and follow Christ and follow him all the way. Follow Christ and follow him 100%. Don't be like Lot's wife that turned back. The Bible says that any man that lays his hands to the plow, if he turns back, is not fit for the kingdom of God. Is literally not fit for the kingdom of God. So there are many people that have said the prayer of salvation. They think that, oh yes, I've said the prayer of salvation. And they're literally not fit for the kingdom of God. Because they just said the prayer, but they did not fully commit to Christ. They just said the prayer to feel good. Because you know, sometimes we say certain things just to feel good, just to feel assured in our hearts. But then when the rubber meets the road and it's time to like really pick up that cross and truly deny yourself, people are not willing to do that. So I'll just encourage you today, if you're really willing to make that decision, because again, I'm telling you this, you may say that, wow, Divine, like, this is a big demand. Yes, it is. It is. But for you to fulfill your true life destiny, for you to fulfill your true life purpose, you can never fulfill those things except you're willing to let yourself be disrupted, your life, your agenda, your plans, to be disrupted by Christ. Because that's exactly what happened with Abraham. Just check. Anyone that God really used, their lives were completely disrupted. Abraham, they had all these plans and God just completely changed it. Abraham, Paul, right? Joseph, just many people in the Bible, I'm telling you, just check the Bible. There are many people, their lives and their plans were completely disrupted, right? So you need to be willing to be disrupted. But in that willingness and full submission to Christ and his purpose for your life, that's where you will find your true purpose. That's where you will find the reason for which you are alive. And that's when you start living your life, to be honest with you. When you're living for your own self, your own desires, your own wants, your own needs, you're not really living for Christ. you've not really started life. Paul's life essentially started when he surrendered to God. He was willing to be disrupted, and he fully yielded his life to him. So if you want to start that journey today, and trust me, it's not an easy journey, but there's grace for that journey. You can do it in your own strength, but Christ, he's willing to help you. There is grace. He's willing to help you. Apostle Paul went through a lot of sufferings, but God helped him. God's grace was sufficient for him. And in his weakness, the strength of God was made perfect. So I'm not saying it's an easy journey, right? But there's a blessing in it. And that's the journey that God wants for you. So if you want to surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ today, I want you to say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I am a sinner and I surrender to you. Have mercy on me. Save my soul. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me clean in your blood. I have hitherto lived for myself, but I don't want to do that anymore. Please purify me. Please wash me clean. Please make me whole. Come into my life. Be my Lord. Be my Savior first. Save me from my sin, and then be my Lord. I submit to you fully. I surrender to you 100%. Come and rule and reign in my life. Make me a brand new man. Help me to deny myself and take up my cross daily and follow you. To let go of my agendas, let go of my plans, let go of my will. And honestly, to just fully trust in you. Because your word says that those that trust in you will not be ashamed. And yes, it's a risk that I am taking right now, just completely selling my life out to you. But Lord, I just trust in you. And I know that I will not be put to shame. Help me. Give me the grace to walk with you along this path. And as I do so, Lord, let my true purpose in life be found. Just use me for your glory. I am the clay, you are the potter. Mold my life like you molded the life of Paul. And make it to be what you want me to be. Make my destiny what you want it to be. And through my life, glorify your name. And use me for everything you want to use me for. I surrender fully to you. And help me, Lord, not to look back. Help me to keep pressing on every day, carrying that cross. The cross of Christ. That your name might be glorified. Sanctify me with your blood and fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to fulfill purpose in your life in Christ. Thank you, Lord, for saving me in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Lord, I thank you for your word that has come forth this morning. I pray for the people that have surrendered their lives to you and even myself and everyone listening to this podcast. Help us, Lord, to be willing to be disrupted. Help us to fully give ourselves to Christ. Help us to let go of our agendas, let go of our plans, let go of our wills. Just let go of everything. Literally, let go of everything. Literally, let go of everything. And just take up our cross daily and follow you. Wherever you lead, let us go. Wherever you lead, let us follow. That your name might be exalted, O God. Thank you, Father, for your word. And we pray that all will be well with us. And we pray that that commitment we have made, we will not change or relent in that commitment. But we'll follow you all the way by your grace and by your strength. In our weakness, Lord, let your strength be made perfect. And help us to trust and follow you fully all the way. Thank you, Lord, for saving us. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. For those that have surrendered their lives to Christ, congratulations. You're a child of God. There are three things you need to do. Number one. Listen to episodes 96 to 101 on the website. It's titled The 5 Basic Responsibilities of a Believer. It will tell you specific things you can do to grow in your walk with Christ. Number two, read the Bible. Find a translation you understand. Many people understand the New Living Translation. Read it. Meditate on it. Write action steps for your life and follow them. Number three, find a Bible-believing church. Not just a church, a Bible-believing church. A Bible-believing church. Find the place where the true, pure, undiluted word of God is preached. Obey that word and you'll see your life take a turn for the better. Okay? Fellowship with other believers, right? Confirm what you are learning in church with scripture. Be like the Berean Christians. Don't be deceived. There are many churches out there that deceive people. There are many churches out there that say things and follow things that are not in line with scripture. That's not a place you want to be. But as you do these things, the Lord will help you and continue to lead you in the right direction. Until next time, have a wonderful day. God bless you. Shalom.